Sí, muchísimas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you for the excellently organized panel. I agree with others that it would be extremely useful for us to be given copies of these presentations that contained such a wealth of information, and I also support and echo the calls for multilingualism. I would like to ask a question to the representative of McGill University. I apologize in front of me. In my notes, I wasn't able to make a note of his name. I do understand that the legal regime for outer space is a special regime, but it does also have reference to the general applicability of international law. And that requires us to make a special interpretation of general principles of international law, including the principle of peaceful use and the principle of the common assets or heritage of humanity. So my question is in relation to this notion of the common heritage of outer space. I understand that it is a characteristic which gives it a greater relevance in terms of the protection for future generations. So I would like to know more about the interpretation of this principle in the framework of outer space. In relation to the presentation made by Dr. Koplow, we find it very interesting what was said about outer space in this presentation, but I would like to know whether any analysis has been made about the complication which would be entailed by the application of the principle of proportionality. We understand that this is something that is being considered by you. And then a question for Ms. Setsuko Aoki. We understand the importance of the principle of dual regard, as you mentioned, particularly in relation to private actors. So the question is, how would you relate this principle with private actors? Would there be directly applicable legal provisions for them, or would it be through agreed international standards?